Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah will list three different opinions of Rabban Gamliel that are more lenient than the Hachamim. Mishnah says, Af hu amar shelosha devarim lehakel. Rabban Gamliel also said three different rulings that were lenient. Number one, Mechabedin ben Hamitot. He says that they had couches in those days that they would recline on when they were eating, and there was times that food would fall in. He allowed people to sweep up food from in between these couches, and he wasn't nervous for la'ashvuye gumot, that people were going to fill in small cracks in the floor, which would be part of the melacha of building. Leveling the floor would have been building. So he wasn't nervous that sweeping away on the floor over there was going to cause that, number one. Number two, you're allowed to burn incense on coals on Yom Tov. They created a nice smell, even though generally any type of burning is not allowed unless it's ochel nefesh, unless it's for eating purposes. He said that if it adds simhat Yom Tov, it is permissible, it is allowed. On a deoraita level, all type of burning would be problematic unless there's ochel nefesh, unless it was being done for preparation of food. So according to him, burning incense is allowed because once the melacha is allowed for food, he would say mitoch, since it's allowed for food, it's also allowed for other things that you need on Yom Tov as well. That was number two. And number three, ve'osim gedi mekulas belele pesachim. He allowed people to roast a young goat on Leil Pesach together with the insides, with its innards, like they would do the Korban Pesach. Very similar to how the Korban Pesach was roasted. In order to commemorate the Korban, he allowed this to be done. Rabban Gamliel, after the times of the Beit HaMikdash, wanted to make sure that when people were having their Leil HaSedeh, they would remember the Korban Pesach. The Hachamim disagreed with all three of these rulings. The Hachamim Osrim, the rabbis prohibited these three acts. The first one that we mentioned, mechabedin et hamitot, sweeping up between beds, Hachamim were nervous that it would lead people to filling in holes elsewhere in the house, and therefore problem of le'ashvuye gumot, to smooth out different holes, which is a problem of building, so they didn't allow people to sweep up. Number two, they forbade people from burning incense on burning coals, because they said it's not davar ha-shaveh l'chol nefesh. The Torah tells us that only something that is equally used by everybody, that usually people do it, lechol nefesh, that most people enjoy this, which is eating, davar ha-shaveh lechol nefesh. But when it comes to burning spices of incense, that's not normally done by people, only the mifunakim, only people who are very spoiled, or people who care very much about their physical needs, or people who need a certain smell in the room. So if it's not shaveh lechol nefesh, it's not allowed to be done. So they disagreed with Rabban Gamliel over there as well. And then lastly, roasting a young goat was also not allowed for them on Pesach, because they said it looks like you're doing the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, which is forbidden. So it looks wrong, it looks bad. So Hachamim said that's also not allowed because we don't want to resemble anything like the Korban Pesach.